My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Folks, I have got an incredible program lined up for you today. David Summerall is going to be with us. He's the producer and director of Bloody Hill. And we are going to get into some Jan 6. We're going to get into some FBI. We're going to talk a little bit about what was recently discovered in the documents regarding Mueller and the GSA. And apparently they were, spying on private citizens right here in the United States of America. Imagine that, a government that does such things. Anyway, folks, let's be clear about a couple of quick things. Number one. This isn't our government. What's happening in Washington, D.C. is not representative of the United States of America. It's not our government. We, the people, are the government. And if you are a sentient being and breathing, chances are you really don't agree in majority with what's going on. Number two, as believers, this show is not about doomsday. This show is about giving you the pointed and specific information you need to understand the evil that we are fighting and to take action accordingly. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And our prayers and our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask. And I'll get more into this throughout the week, but there's a great word that Jonathan Cahn gave at a prophetic conference earlier this year. And I just got a chance, a friend of mine sent it to me, to watch it. And so much of what he said is what God showed me in heaven. I'm telling you, I was just wowing the whole time. And that's what we need to understand about the time and place that we are in. This is not a time and place to hang our heads and believe that we've been defeated. This is David going to the battlefield and not picking up one stone, but picking up five stones. Because he was ready to kick five giants' butts. Let's kick some butt. All right. I've also got Jonathan Emord on, author of The Authoritarian. We're going to have him on the program today. We'll talk with him about several different things, including a response to Alan Dershowitz and what he had to say. Let's see. We Are the Enemy is his article that's up at American Thinker. What else do we have today? Victor Avila is going to be with us today. We'll talk border, and the border guy, Mark Morgan, will be with us next hour as well, former chief of Custom and Border Protection under President Trump. But joining me right now, my very dear friend and president of Americans for Limited Government, Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. It is always great to see you on Monday.
Yeah, it's great to see you, Pastor Greg, and I know great things happen this weekend. Before we get to that, though, I wanted you, because some listeners and viewers may not be familiar, when you say that you were saw in heaven, remind people that you died four times after an automobile accident. So remind them, that isn't apocryphal. You physically did die of this earth on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
After that automobile accident. So remind them, I want them to be reminded of that, because this is not, this is somebody
hyperbole.
Yeah, it's not just somebody, a preacher talking and saying stuff. This is somebody who has had the heart stop, and that's a little different than what a lot of us experience. So I wanted to make it clear that that's the importance of that statement about the prophetic teachings of David Kahn. But let's talk about some stuff that's happening right now, and that is India. You had a successful weekend in India. What happened?
We did. We sure did. Well, it was really awesome. We launched our fifth sewing class for widows, and God gave me a very special word to share with them about, there are so many instances where Jesus references widows, and James writes that pure religion is to care for the widows and the orphans. And Jesus gives us an example too when he talks about, the king who said, you took care of me, you fed me when I was hungry, you gave me water when I was thirsty, when he hid amongst the people. And they said, when did you do that? And he said, when you did it to one of the least of these. And so we have a sewing school. It's called the Chosen Generation Radio Sewing School in India. And we teach widows how to sew so that they can provide for their families, for their children. These are generally young widows that we choose whose husbands were killed for their faith. And I do need to ask for prayer, because there is a growing effort by Sikh people in Amritsar, which is one of the Sikh capitals. It's where their golden temple is. And on Sunday, they attacked one of the churches that we have a relationship with. Pastor Samuel sent some of our people over there to care for some of the wounded. And they were out marching in the street, encouraging other Sikh to go into Christian churches and attack them, burn them, kill them, shut them down. And so, we were fortunate. God protected our churches and protected our pastors, but I need to ask for prayer, and please understand that the money that Christian ministries right now and Christian churches are giving to the Sikh who are running around talking about how they are the ones being persecuted, that money is being funneled to these groups that are attacking and killing Christians in India right now. And we have been told, and Pastor Samuel has the reports to prove it, that the Sikh temples that they're building in America, they're building those in the same way that the Muslims have built their mosques. They are preparatory for stopping the advancement of Christianity and ending Christianity in America, because they realize and recognize that the Christian missionaries predominantly that come to India that convert their Sikh people come from America, and that makes us their enemy.
And one of the things it's kind of, you sit there and you look at this, the Christians because of dominance of Hindu, Muslim, and Sikhs, are typically from the lowest class. And in India, the caste system is very caste system is very much alive, meaning the lower class shall always be the lower class with no hope of rising up, because that's their culture. And so many in the lower caste, the people who are the least of these, truly the least of these in India, are the ones who are finding hope in Christianity, finding healings through Christian ministries like Chosen Generation, and as a result, sewing schools and other things, and are being trained in such a way so they can, so they're not dependent people. The government doesn't provide resources for people who are, Christian. The lowest caste gets the least. And as a result, they are, they're on their own. And so when you support Chosen Generation Radio, when you support the Indian ministries in particular, you're supporting, help programs for people where there isn't a government to provide them,
right,
any kind of safety net. There's no safety net. This is making it so little girls don't have to go to work, sewing soccer balls or different things like that, where typically little girls are sent off to work because, the boys might get educated. The girls end up having to work from a very young age, to try to bring money in. And then they're sold off to be
concubines.
Concubines. And it's a different society than the one we're used to, the one we think of. But it's one that God loves all the people. Christ loves everyone. And this is an opportunity to do truly for the least of these, and there's nothing wrong with helping people here. And I help people here all the time. But we know that when we put money into this ministry, it's going directly into Christian ministry. It's going directly into help programs, either train pastors or help women know how to sew, widows know how to sew.
And right here on the screen, you can see places where you can make those contributions. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. If you don't want to use that, use Cash App. cash.app/$PastorGregCGR or Venmo @PastorGregCGR. The funds go into the Faith Harvest Church account, and Faith Harvest Church then distributes those funds to India and to our ministry there in India. And we are greatly appreciative of all of the support that we get. We were able to purchase the new projector that we needed so we could continue the ministry, and we used that in the service on Saturday, and we thank those that are giving faithfully to us so that we can accomplish that. God bless you. We thank you. All right, we got 1 minute left in this segment, but we'll be back with more on the other side with Rick. There's a big story, and Epoch Times is covering it, and I'm thankful that Epoch Times is covering it, but the U.S. Coast Guard vessel was denied port of call in the Solomon Islands, and you may not have heard a whole lot about this, but I promise you this is going to become a bigger and bigger deal in the larger context of understanding what the Biden administration, the O'Biden administration, the Obama administration, what these people have been working to do for a number of years, and that is to destroy imperialistic America and make us less. And that's been their goal. And we'll be back with more talking about that coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nico products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nico products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Not forced organ harvest.
All right, no. All right. Hey, folks, welcome back. No, yes, not necessarily that. But, I mean, as long as you're going to execute them, you might as well do something with the rest of it, I suppose. I don't know. Look, they leave my families lying dead in their blood and their bodies in the homes for the widows to come out of the back rooms or wherever they were hiding where they managed to escape the sword and have to bury their children and bury their husbands. Sorry, we're talking about this whole thing with the Sikh. And I mentioned to Rick in the break that not only is it an issue with the Sikh, but this is why I've had problems in my own conscience with getting involved regarding the whole Uyghur situation. Because the Uyghurs, I have been in multiple homes of widows where the Uyghurs murdered their husbands and their children in their homes. And the women literally did come out to bloody dead bodies lying in their living room and in other places, in their houses and out in their yards. And there's no remorse. There's no, we're sorry. There's just, we're Muslims. You're not, you're infidels, and we're going to kill you. And taking their daughters and doing to them the same thing that the Muslims are doing to the daughters of the people in Nigeria, the Christians, which is raping them all day long and passing them from one man to another every day. And I'm supposed to get really upset about what's happening to the Uyghurs in China when I know what the Uyghurs are doing and what they're capable of doing. And I have to ask myself, I wonder if what they're doing in China to the Chinese women, to the Chinese families in these outlying communities who are also in their minds infidels, is not the reason why the CCP comes down hard on the Uyghurs. I get it, organ harvesting, but gee, it's a tremendous public relations opportunity because the Uyghurs aren't the only ones whose organs are being harvested, by the way. Christians are experiencing the same thing, and I hear nothing in the news about Christian organ harvesting.
No, it's a, you know, one of the things is, in the, you know, in our news, and we want to talk about Solomon Island for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, please.
In our news media, the, you know, there's an interest, Christians being persecuted. Our news media says, I don't believe that. But if you take a favored group like to our news media, like Muslims, and you say they're being persecuted, it is a far more likely for, the media to cover it, the media to care. Shouldn't be that way. Sad that it's that way, but that's the way it is.
Well, Falun Gong is another one, real quick, just to get them in there. But Falun Gong is another one that's being organ harvested that nobody talks about either.
100%.
Go ahead.
The
Solomon
Islands. Thoughts were on China. The one of the things that's happened, if you think Solomon's Islands and you kind of think back, maybe history, it was one of the chains that of islands that were liberated by the U.S. from Japanese rule during World War II. It was during the island hopping. Solomon Islands was an important place. Naval battles were fought there. It was a big deal. And so since then, since the 1940s, 1945, we've seen something happen, and it's very strange. We kind of slap a cold water this past week. A U.S. Coast Guard vessel was seeking to go to Solomon Islands as a port of call, and they were denied. They were denied the ability to anchor in the Solomon Islands. But now the Solomon Islands government just didn't return their call. Didn't say, yep, come on in. But this is a big deal. You know, the U.S. Navy, for the U.S. Coast Guard to be denied a port of call, by an island that we have ostensibly positive relationships with is the exact result of the Chinese,
Communist Party.
Chinese influence.
Yeah.
The whole spend, borrow, give the leaders lots of money, and then take their ports away from them when they don't pay. This is a result of that Chinese policy, and it is designed to destroy U.S. influence and access around the world. This is a dangerous precedent, and it's happening in front of the weakest president that America has had since James Buchanan.
And this is the reason why the whole situation with Taiwan is so important, and the conversation about that and what's happening over there, because if the Chinese are able to take Taiwan, then access to Japan becomes nearly impossible. Japan is then choked off, so they don't have any kind of a trade route. And now with Shinzo dead, there isn't anybody with the will to push back against China that we're aware of within the Japanese government, within the Japanese leadership. And that would be dangerous if we lose all of Southeast Asia. South Korea could easily fall. South Vietnam could easily fall. We can end up in it with a big problem. And we'll explore that some more, in addition to the whole Middle East situation, with Rick as my co-host, and David Wormser will be with us on Wednesday. And that'll be a really good segment. Rick.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you. Appreciate Take you care. So much. I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Vic Avila Absolutely. Is going to be with me. Agent under fire. There are some major issues going on, including, the shipping of illegals, as well as a fentanyl problem. And we'll talk about all that coming up with Victor right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to welcome Agent Under Fire. He survived an assassination attempt on his life. He has been fighting for our border, fighting to secure our border. And he has been continuing to fight for America. You can find his book, agentunderfirebook.com. agentunderfirebook.com. I want to welcome Victor Avila to the program. Victor, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to see you. And I so again, appreciate all of your sacrifice and that of your family as well. And we honor the life, of course, of your partner, who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you for mentioning the family, because that's, when you get to read this book, you'll see that a lot of people gave me the feedback afterwards, not so much about the details of the shooting, because I go into, detail of my assignment and all that, but what comes through is my family, my wife, my kids, you really mention your wife a lot. You really talk about your kids a lot. Well, how could I not? Because they were an intricate part of everything that happened. But also, as a law enforcement, agent in that career, it's tough on the family. Yeah. It's hard. And you really need that kind of a partnership in this type of relationship. When I speak around the country a lot to law enforcement groups, and that's what comes out the most. And they really appreciate me talking about the family, because they understand. I give credit a lot to the families, the wives especially, because without them, sometimes a law enforcement officer, male or female, would not be able to do their jobs if they didn't have that support at home.
Yeah. No, it's so important. I know, you know, with my recovery, I mean, the sacrifices that my wife and my kids, you know, made to help care for me. Mine was a sacrifice to save my daughter's life, but even still, what they did for me, so that I can be here with you guys today, with everybody watching today and with you today.
That's right.
You know, it's huge. It's huge. And I'm grateful for them and love them, and they know that.
Same here.
At least I'm pretty sure they know that. Sometimes, right? We hope that we're sending that message.
Well, let me tell you, I want to say that at the beginning, after we went through some very, very dark times, sure, after the shooting, the trauma and all that, not just on me, but on them. And my kids had to move to a bunch of schools in a very short period of time. So they suffered their own trauma. They went through their own ordeal. But let me tell you, I wasn't a good person to be around with. And I recognize that now through a lot of counseling, through a lot of books that I read on post-traumatic stress. And, I give them even more credit for standing by me. And I always joke around that if my wife, you know, she had plenty of reasons to leave me before, boy, did she have reasons to leave me after, right? And she could have said, I'm done with this guy.
Yeah.
But she didn't, and she stood by, and boy, I'm so grateful for that.
And it's tough because you're, you know, I mean, I yours is an entirely different situation than mine, but trauma has a lot of similarities.
Trauma is trauma.
And, and, you know, learning, you know, I smashed myself in the face with a lamp last night. I was trying to kill a fly that had gotten stuck in one of those electric fly things. And it kept buzzing. It was like, and then it would fall out and then it got hit like three times and then it crawled itself up to the top of the bug thing. And so I took a shoe and I whacked it and I thought, I'm done. Dadgum thing didn't die. So I'm sitting there whacking this thing with the shoe. It's not dying. It's like bouncing. I'd hit it and I'd look and it would bounce and I'd think, why aren't you smashed? I don't understand. And so there's a lamp that's right there by this thing and I can't see well out of this stupid side of my face. And I leaned in and I smashed my face.
Oh, no.
And so my first reaction was to protect myself. So I put my hand up. Well, I got my hand up underneath inside of the lampshade. So now I'm whacking myself in the head with the lampshade, trying to get the stupid lampshade off of me. I can't get my hands to work right because my fingers are numb. Anyway, I know, right, folks? You're going, oh, my God, Pastor, do you have, like, a meltdown? Yes, I had a meltdown. It was terrible. It was terrible. Anyway, but, yeah, so there you go. All right. You know what? It's so funny because over the years, like, I'll run into somebody in a grocery store, and they'll say, oh, how's that going? And I'll think, how in the heck did they know that? And then I'm like, oh, my God, I must have said it over air.
That's right. That's right. You shared it.
Yeah, I shared it. All right. So speaking of sharing things, you were saying as we were coming in, there's a lot of different things to talk about. I had a couple of things. I had the fentanyl issue. Was one of the things that I had on my list. The shipping of the illegals up north and you know, there's a lot of conversation now. You've got mayors up there in New York and in DC that are losing their minds over how many people are showing up. So while you and I had some doubts about the authenticity of it all, the reality is it is having an impact on those communities. So I don't know. And you may have some other things as well. So let's bring as much of it in as we possibly can.
Well, let me start with the fentanyl. The fentanyl seizures are at all time high. Thousands, as a matter of fact, millions of, fentanyl pills, have been seized at the border. Some in Mexico as well. And I mean, incredible amounts of, and you think, wow, this is great seizures. This is great stoppage and interdiction of these drugs that are never going to hit the streets in our communities. But like I've probably mentioned before in your show, it's not a good sign. That means that it is coming in through in a tremendous amount. If we're seizing millions of pills, you can only imagine the amount that is actually getting in because in my experience, when the seizures go up, especially when they're that significant, it's not a good thing, Pastor Greg. It means that we are getting bombarded with these pills. Now, not only the pills, now they're making pills in different colors to attract a younger generation of children to take them. I'm talking of putting them in pastel type colors, rainbow colors, in these pills. And one of out of every four pills in this country, according to the DEA, are counterfeit, is a counterfeit pill. And yes, they're going in every corner of our country and killing our youths. I just read a report this morning before coming on with you of another 16-year-old that took a pill. These kids are going online. They're ordering a pill. They're not ordering fentanyl. This is what I want to make clear. They don't want to take fentanyl. They're not fentanyl addicts. They want, as a matter of fact, most of them are not even addicts. They might want an Adderall to stay up for school. They might be in pain for something and want an Oxycontin, don't want to go through the process of going to the doctor and someone through many hands exchange these pills. And before you know it, they get a pill laced with excessive amount of fentanyl and die. And that's why we have over 107,000 of those deaths.
Another piece to this you were mentioning about, you know, how concerning it is with the amount of seizures that are happening. We have to think in terms of the fact also, folks, of how many, you know, how many illegals get through versus how many illegals get caught. And so you've got to think in terms of, you've got the same kind of issue with the drugs. Okay. So if you've got illegals that are getting through and not being caught, obviously, you know, you look at those numbers and do you remember? Well, I'm sure you do. What are the numbers? How many are we missing? How many out of 10 that come through, how many are caught and how many?
That's a great point because I talked about it in another interview last week, because this 2 million number that we're about to hit, that's the official number of people that illegal aliens that have been apprehended, is super low.
Apprehended.
Apprehended. And apprehensions, I don't like the word apprehensions. These are people that are also turning themselves in. So we got the ones that are turning themselves in. We got the ones that Border Patrol does interdict. They're estimating we're close to 2 million, if not already there. That's not even close to the total number of illegals that have actually entered this country. So let's count the 2 million. We know those. Now, Border Patrol also counts the ones that they missed. These are the ones that they saw enter the country illegally through cameras, sensors, you name it.
Okay.
That's close, and they weren't able to get to them. A group of 50 here, a group of 100 there. That's close to 1 million right now. That's at 900 some thousand.
That were caught on camera and never contacted.
Never contacted them because we don't have the personnel. We don't have
right.
That's another million.
Okay.
Then you got the gotaways that they call it. The gotaways. These are the ones that they got away. Nobody
saw. Hang
on.
We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about the gotaways. And folks, please understand that it is the business of the cartels. It is the business of the coyotes to create these different diversions, to bring a certain number in and let them be apprehended. To bring a certain number in and let them be seen on camera so that they can get the cameras focused on that area so that they can then bring larger groups through in areas where cameras are not. We'll talk about it coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Victor Avila, agentunderfirebook.com. agentunderfirebook.com. Be sure, and you really need to pick up this book and support what Victor is doing. But in addition to that, you need to know the truth about what's going on at the border. So we were talking about the different groups. We're talking about the ones that are apprehended. We're talking about the ones that not the getaways,
that were detected, but
camera detected, but not apprehended. And now we want to talk about what's referred to as getaways. And that ties into the smugglers. Is that how I should understand that?
That's right. Because the ones that the getaways are, these are the ones that we have no idea what the numbers are. But according to the Border Patrol agents that I've personally spoken to, they tell me that it's at least one, a minimum of one additional person for everyone that is apprehended. So right then and there,
that's 2 million.
That's double the 2 million plus the other million. We're at five.
Easily at five. And you're going to tell us about another group.
And smuggled.
Right. And so this, folks, this is what I was talking about when I was explaining about the misdirection. You have the apprehended and those we see. Then you have those that the camera catches, and that is a strategy. They specifically will target certain areas that they know these people are going to be able to run through and not get caught, but they're going to get seen. And seen is important. Then you have, and those are referred to as the getaways.
Yeah, those are the ones that are counted getaways.
And that was, how many was that? That was a million.
That's a million already.
All right.
Close to 900,000.
And then you have these smuggled now. And those.
And those we don't know. They're smuggled.
Okay. So where does the one for one come from?
From the Border Patrol agents telling me that they know that it's at least one. Now, if you get a group of 150.
Right.
They know that there's another 150 that came in. Plain and simple.
They just, no doubt about that. Minimum one.
Okay. It could be more.
All right. Got it.
Plus the smuggled groups of thousands and thousands smuggled through the back of tractor trailers, in the back of trunks of vehicles.
Right.
There was guys, coyotes in ghillie suits, bringing in ghillie suits in the military style through the desert. Now we do interdict some stash houses here and there, but it's the smuggling that we don't even know what that number is.
I was showing some of the pictures that you sent before of these guys in the back of these big giant trucks.
Right.
Just to give people an understanding.
By the way,
I'll
send you some fresh ones because there's so many pictures all the time. Okay. But
all right.
So those are the numbers.
Yeah. All right. So now let's get Mayorkas, Mexico. We still got drownings in the humanitarian crisis, and we got about 3 minutes.
Drownings are out of control. Children are dying at the border, drowning at the Rio Grande River, dying at the desert in Arizona. Open borders means it's not humanitarian. It's anti-humanitarian having the open borders. A secure border means saving lives. Mayorkas goes down to Eagle Pass, Texas, last week. And he's in a war with the state of Texas because this makes no sense. How can you be on the side of other countries to allow their people to come into this country illegally and not be on the side of the states where we're trying to maintain some kind of control of the border? Because there's none right now. But Mayorkas says that the state of Texas and DPS troopers are wreaking havoc. This is how
funny. It's just, it's exasperating. Just, it's exasperating. Well,
it is. How can you blame the same law enforcement people that are trying to help you, but they don't want the help. They don't want that type of help. They don't want, anyone to stop the open border. They want these people to come in illegally. And then let's talk about the buses.
Yep.
They're going to New York, and you've heard me say this before. I agree with one part. If in fact they're going to let everybody in and there is no control of the border, heck, let's send them to New York. Let's send them to Washington D.C. They're going to get right there anyway.
Right.
The problem is that's not a solution for border security.
Right.
Ultimately, what we need to do is hold them at the line and not let them in. And that's why Governor Abbott and the state of Texas needs to declare this an invasion to be able to stop them at the line.
Hey, speaking of which, let's jump to that real quick, because we've had about 7 counties now, if I'm not mistaken, here in Texas.
17.
17 counties that have now declared it as an emergency. Very quickly, your summation, what does that mean?
That means that these counties are recognizing the invasion of the people that are hitting our state. Imagine the rest of the country.
Right.
Now, this is continuing to put pressure on Governor Abbott to finally declare the invasion. My personal feeling is not going to do it until after the election in November. And then that's going to change. That's going to change it's a game changer, because once he declares the invasion, we will be able to use the National Guard. We're not going to open fences. We're going to stand on the line in the river and tell people, you have to go back. You will not even be admitted. We're not even going to take possession of you. That's what needs to be done to send a message to Mexico and the rest of the world. You will not be allowed to come into this country illegally.
Final thing. We talked about the drownings. In particular, folks, we want to make you aware that there have been multiple infant drownings that have been taking place. Where are those happening?
Two of them happened in the Rio Grande Valley, South Texas, and others died in Arizona coming through the desert. These are children.
This is horrific.
One of them was revived by Border Patrol agents as they were completely dehydrated. One was I'm talking about 18-month-old, right, abandoned, unaccompanied.
Right.
This is the cruelty, yeah, of the cartels.
Well, people need to understand this. And the cartels use these little babies as a means to get through the checkpoint, and once they're through the checkpoint, then they discard them because they don't care about their lives. I gotta run out of time. We did run out of time. Victor Avila, thanks for being with me. God bless you, folks. We'll be back. Hour number two coming up right after this.
These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, and then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.